Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. Family Tree Farms has a long family history in agriculture dating back to the 1930s. Daniel Jackson is an eighth-generation farmer and co-owner of the operation based in Reedley. He noted how their overall farming operation is set up.
You know, we could have set it up to where it is one big group and it's a conglomerate and we're just, one big machine, but we wanted to be able to break it up because that kind of protected us from any type of entitlement that might happen down the road. And my dad said, hey, his motto is you can whip your horse as hard and as long as you want it, or you can ride real slow. And that's just up to the individual farmer. So some of us are larger farmers and some of us are smaller. And that just depends on how hard you want to hit it and what you want to do out there. And so it's kind of up to us as far as the farm.
Although they've broken up responsibilities among the family, there is one aspect of the operation they all work together on.
We do own our blueberry operation together. That is one thing that we do all own together. But as far as tree fruit goes, we're all individual farmers.
Jackson talked about the specifics of what portion of the operation he is responsible for.
I have about 500 acres of tree fruit. I actually started growing some pistachios on the west side because I had some water issues out there, and that was a little bit easier to grow with my challenges I had on the west side. So I'm growing some pistachios as well and have about 200 acres of those. And then, of course, together as an operation, we farm, you know, multiple thousand acres of blueberries. So we're growing in that sector of our business probably more than any other.
Jackson shared the sentiment of many other farmers being frustrated with the ever-increasing amount of legislative challenges.
When you're in California, even though he literally doesn't do it, you feel like the governor comes and kicks you in the face about every week. You know me, I've always been very positive with ag. There's always great opportunity with ag, but boy, sometimes you just get down with our state because our state has no concept of great ag business.
Jackson may be irritated with the challenges of farming in California, but he knows that nothing keeps a good farmer down.
There's a lot of great things happening in ag. I don't want to ever not see that because there's great things happening right in front of us. And farmers, like I said, are smart and will survive in California for a very long time. Pretty soon they get fed up when they don't feel things go their way ever. You know, you'd like to win a battle every once in a while. The next one's going to be water. You know, even though we're getting all this water, eventually you're going to have another drought. And are they doing anything to capture this water that I see? I live right by the Kings River and I just see hundreds of thousands of gallons every hour go by my house getting wasted right to the ocean.
This is California Ag Today.